Hello, welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast. It's myself, the Grievous Body Farmer. I'm here, East London, the day after the Brexit belt, red letter day in the chess boxing history, and I'm joined by the Finnish Chess Boxing Club. Here we have Tero.
Hello.
We have Ville.
Hey.
We have Lars.
Hello.
And Nicholas.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, guys. I thought, obviously, we want to get on to the political bout. But what I thought we'd do is just start with the two guys, two protagonists who fought last night. So, Ville, is this your first chess boxing outing?
Yes, it is.
And how did you find it?
Well, physically more demanding than I expected. I got beaten up in the ring, so.
Well, you had a tough opponent than your guy Cohen.
Yeah.
And there was in the chess round there was a Rubicon when I think everybody realised that you were going to win on the chess, and then you had to really steel yourself because Guy came at you after that, didn't he?
Yeah. And the third round it was just move and clinch, and,
yeah,
and wait for the round to end. And I guess that wasn't so much fun for the audience, but I thought it was maybe a smart move.
I disagree. Like, I actually thought it was one of the best fights of the night, if not the best fight. I thought the boxing was excellent. Both of you technically were very good. And like I said, it had that edge to it because the chess was going one way, and it really gave an edge to the boxing rounds. And I thought Guy, although he was losing on the chess, he did manage to draw it out, and gave a very good show of himself, as
yes,
did you.
Definitely.
So how long have you been a member of the Finnish Chess Boxing Club?
You'd have to ask Tero. I'm guessing something like 2 years or something like that.
2 years, a very good estimate.
Yeah.
Okay. And we also got with us, we've got Lars, Lazarus.
Hey.
Hey. How did you, because this is your, is it fourth fight?
It was actually the fifth fight.
Your fifth fight,
yeah.
Okay. So you're a veteran, really?
Yes.
Veteran chess boxer.
I still like a win, but
but unfortunately your name suggests that you have to keep coming back.
Yeah.
Keep fighting until you win. So when you win, are you going to retire?
I think so. And the thing here is that Alistair, who was our old friend, who was looking at the bout now, he suggested that I change my name to the Biggest Loser. So I'm considering to, if he beefs up with say 70 pounds, I could actually take a fight with him instead.
Okay, well I have to say you're doing yourself a bit of a disservice because it was a great fight. You're against Cameron Hurtlock a little.
Yeah.
He's a big guy, I think he's 6'7".
He was a fairly tall guy.
Yeah, so he had the reach on you. You made a real mess of his nose though, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I got a couple of punches in there, so.
Yeah, he's a great guy actually. Hopefully we'll get him on the podcast later. But I was, because I was doing the social media,
yeah,
and I was on Twitch messaging everybody, and it looked a lot worse than it was. I think there was a nosebleed.
Yeah.
It's a lot of blood, but actually it's not a lot of damage.
Yeah. It wasn't
Cameron's fine.
Yeah.
Cameron's fine, but there was a lot of blood, and I was messaging people, and then it all came very real for me because suddenly, like you guys came over to this side, the side of the ring that I was sitting,
yeah,
and this blood just went all over the table, over my keyboard. All over the screen. So that made it very dramatic, perhaps more dramatic than it actually was. But how did you find him as an opponent? Was it hard to get behind his jab?
No, not really. I mean, he seems a really, really nice fellow. I think it was a good evening. We were probably fairly evenly matched in chess, I think. I just made a slightly silly mistake at some stage, and then in the boxing ring, I guess he might have had a bit more stamina to run around. So
he did a lot of running actually.
Yeah.
The second round of boxing,
yeah,
he did run around a lot.
Yeah.
But another really good fight. In fact, I think you two gentlemen probably had the two fights of the evening, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was a nice evening, so thank you for having us.
No, not at all. Thank you for coming and fighting, and we hope to see you again. And Nicholas, we've not had you on the podcast before.
No.
So you are a founding member of the Finnish Chess Boxing Club?
Yeah, I'm one of the founders, yes. We actually came over here several years ago and got kind of the... With Tero, actually, we were here, the two of us, and... then we really thought that, you know, we had to fix this in Finland as well.
So. Okay. Well, I've got a question that I think Taro wants me to ask you, is why have you not fought yet?
Well, you know, I've been practicing, so it's a plan to fight, so I mean, but let's see when.
No, I'm only joking. I just think it's you know, it's a question I had to ask, really, isn't it? Are there any plans for a Finnish chess boxing event?
Yes, actually, that's in the plans as well. Obviously, there's a lot to, you know, think about when you have to organize an event. So we really, I mean, it's also a plan, and we probably would need your help, maybe getting some fighters in.
Of course, you can have a, you know, we'll support you in any way we can. I think Tim and I were talking about this last night. So Tim, before I met him, he started chess boys events in a place called Bethnal Green Working Men's Club, which is a proper, like, sticky carpets,
right,
kind of like stale beer kind of place. And I don't know if you've been on YouTube to see some of the videos. It's literally like, you know, him and Crazy Arms fighting in front of like 30 people, like sort of friends and family.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think you just gotta start, and you just gotta get that first event, and you know, take, don't worry too much. I don't think you're about, you know, attracting huge numbers of people. Yeah. I think you just need to get off the mark, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. We've had a few exhibition matches, which was sort of to practice how to run,
yeah,
run that. But yeah, definitely we have to do it.
I've seen from the podcast download stats, there's a lot of people in Finland downloading the podcast. There's obviously a market out there. And Tim and I, you know, we've pretty much packed our bags. We just want to book our flights now. We want to come out to Helsinki. We want to see it happen.
Okay, let's do it then.
Okay, cool. And Tero, so I wanted to talk to you about, well, Finland is part of the European Union. Is that correct?
Yeah, why do you ask me that?
Well, no, because obviously the headline fight last night was the Brexit belt. And I just wondered, in Finland, what is it, you know, is Brexit... obviously over here it's a big deal, it's continues to be a big deal, everyone's talking about it, you can't get a word in edgeways, Brexit, 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 Brexit. What's it like in Finland? Is it even on the radar of the public perception?
Of course it is on the radar. I think it depends on when you ask somebody in Helsinki or somewhere else. I think most people in Helsinki think that you guys are nuts. I mean, we like you guys, but still you are nuts. Yeah. You're just wrong to do it, but then let's see.
Well, I think a lot of people in London would agree with you, and I think that came across in the crowd last night.
Yes, I would agree, and I personally already put on Facebook that I'm still not sure whether it was really a good idea to bring violence or even chess to politics, but putting that aside, I think I'm very happy with the result. I couldn't have hoped for a better result than UKIP guy being knocked out in the boxing ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
Okay, so you're happy with the result. What did you think about the chess to start with, the first round of chess?
In the UKIP fight?
UKIP fight, yeah.
Well, I think the MEP had a clearly an edge on the chess board, but he was so out fought in the ring that it was only a question of which round he would be KO'd.
Just sticking to the chess, I think I remember Jonathan almost kind of like celebrating a little bit when he was playing chess towards the end of his chess round. Do you remember that, Lars?
I think I noticed that on the stream that he looked, well, he was close to a mating position at some stage. Yeah. And I think in the next round of chess he would have probably won had it come to that.
Yeah, I think when he lined up his bishop, with the queen, that was a really dangerous position. Luckily,
well, he saw that.
He did see it. There was a bit of a pause. And I think Toby did really well not to rush, because Jonathan was moving very quickly, wasn't he? And he saw there was a problem and he didn't rush and he got it right. Yeah. Whether he would have picked that up, you know, after a boxing round, because obviously, you know, you know exactly, you know what it's like when you're boxing and you sit down and try and play chess. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And Nicholas, what did you think of the boxing element of the Brexit belt?
Well, it was kind of a funny show. I mean, it wasn't really an even.
Well, I think what you can say is that anybody who gets into a boxing ring is brave, you know, against anybody. He was against a larger opponent, and he didn't back out.
Yeah,
but he was, I think he was out of his depth.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Yeah.
I perhaps like to mention that Matt Crazy Arms said yesterday that he probably would give me a rematch.
Oh, really?
So there might be that on the cards, but no okay. timing discussed or anything.
Okay,
so.
Well, he's pretty regular at the events.
Yeah.
So that would be good. I mean, you'd have to work on your chess, if you don't mind me saying.
I definitely know that. It's, he's absolutely great in chess.
Or maybe he should come to Finland.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, why not? I mean, he would love to come out to Finland. Yeah.
Open invitation.
And
we can match him with Ville. I mean, because Ville is all on his level in chess.
Would you like that, Ville, do you think? Have you seen any footage of Crazy Arms?
I've seen some footage, but with regards to the actual match, it seems like I might be a bit heavier, and after the match last night, I need to kind of rethink whether I'm fighting again or not.
Oh, okay. Do you think you might want to put on a bit more weight, is that what you're saying?
Well, we've talked about this before, but I guess I'm already heavier than Crazy Arm, so...
Okay.
So,
but I mean, if Matt puts on, let's say, 7 kilos?
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. I think actually Matt's boxing is probably closer to your level. I think you'd be matched well in the boxing. I'm not really, other than last night, I haven't seen your chess, but Guy's, I think he was relying on the boxing, and obviously you were able to withstand that and beat him on the chessboard. But I think probably, I mean, you both got pretty crazy arms. How long are your arms?
I never measured, sorry.
At least like 3 foot long. So that would be quite interesting, because you both have a good reach, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Maybe you should watch some footage of Crazy Arms and see what you think. And Lars, is there anyone you'd like to take on? Because you fought? Have you fought Toby White?
No,
you haven't. Because that could be quite a good match.
Could be an interesting match.
Actually. Yeah, I think chess wise, you're pretty even.
Yeah,
and maybe he's slightly taller, but I think I'm not sure how many kilos of beauty he is.
Oh,
but maybe not quite 106. I don't know.
No. He'll get there if he hits enough, I'm sure. So.
And Nicholas, do you know many of the chess boxes on our cards that you think you want?
Well,
you've
I've
matched
seen
against?
Quite a few, but I can't think of any. I mean, I'm obviously a beginner in both. So, and I'm heavyweight, so 95. Mm. So
how tall are you?
192
okay.
centimeters.
So. Okay. So the British people have no idea what that means,
yeah,
but that's
six
about.
6 foot four.
No,
it's probably 6 foot 4 or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So have you guys got anything else you'd like to, you know, mention? Any comments about the night? How you thought it went? The production?
Really good event. I mean, keep it up. Keep it up.
Good. Well, we've got another event on the 3rd of June. So we'd love to see you back again for that, fighting or otherwise. You're always welcome. And if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you go and buy tickets on londonchessboxing.com. If you miss the fight, you can watch the video on the Metro Facebook page. And obviously all of our fights are going to be streamed live on Twitch. We've also got an As Live show. So you can see the Brexit Belt on Saturday at 6 p.m. Front Runner channel. That is Freeview Channel 91. It's also on Sky, which we're very excited about. So if you did miss the action, you can catch up on it there. And that's it from me, the Grievous Bodily Farmer. Thanks very much, Terry.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Billy.
Thanks.
Thanks very much, Lars.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you.
Cheers and goodbye.